but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
University of Portland men's soccer program, one of the best in the country. How do they stay one of the best in the country? Nick Carlin-Voigt is the coach at University of Portland. He's got a novel idea. It's kind of a DIY thing. And I think he's trying to get the right people in the room and say, who's with me? Who wants to have pride in Portland? Who wants to see the University of Portland men's soccer team ascend to the national championship level and play for titles and play at the top of the game as they are now as a perennial top 20 program? What is he going to do about it? Well, he's got an idea, and he's joining us now. Nick Carlin-Voigt with us. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm well. Let's talk a little bit about like how your world has shifted with all this portal, NIL, the collectives, and how is it impacting soccer on a national level?
Yeah, I think it's a trickle-down effect, John. You turn on ESPN now, and it's what guys are in the portal and who's moving and who's played at their sixth school in 5 years. And, you know, we're not having the NIL impact that, like, men's basketball or football is having, but there are schools out there that are raising money. And I think a lot of things are unknown, especially with this new house settlement that, right now they're talking about being able to go to 28 scholarships. No one's going to have that for men's soccer. But right now we're fully funded with 9.9, but if you can go up to, let's say, 15, 16 scholarships, that changes the game. So, what we've decided, and we have great leadership here with our athletic director, Scott Lakem, and our president, Dr. Kelly, but how do we continue to stay on the national map? How do we continue to beat a lot of the Power 5 schools that we've been able to beat in the last 4 or 5 years? We have a top 10 winning percentage at home in the entire country. We're usually, in the top 10 in the country, in the rankings at some point, even last year we were. And, there's a lot of challenges. There's a lot of factors out there from professional teams taking our players before they get here to guys leaving early and signing, which we're happy about. We haven't been negatively impacted in the portal yet, but I think, as now these federal laws come into place and you can support players with Alston and, revenue share and kind of what's happening with House is, we're going to have to raise money. We're going to have to continue to support players at the highest level if we want to continue to be among the nation's elite. So, that's kind of what's impacted us. I don't think it's, totally clear exactly what's going to happen in Olympic sports, but there's challenges, over the horizon.
Could you see, like in football, we're seeing crazy numbers, right? Quarterbacks that are going for $2 million, $3 million, $4 million. Yeah. What does it take to build a top 20, top 10 soccer program, Division I soccer?
Yeah, I don't think anyone knows that. The bar, right now we don't have any NIL. We have 9.9 scholarships, and that's what we have. And I believe in having a team culture. So I don't want to be, pay players to come to Portland, pay players to stay at Portland. That's not what I'm about. That's not what the values of the program are. I think you hear numbers, in the portal for men's soccer, top guys will get 50 or 60,000. If that's accurate or not, I always kind of say the rule of one half, divide everything you hear by a half. But the numbers are getting crazy. But I think the thing that's cool with soccer is you don't need a huge budget, but you do need something. You need more than nothing. And anything that we did and they're going to try to raise, we're really grateful for. And we just want to support these young men because they do so much for our community. They're in the class. We have a team GPA of 3.5. We're not able to have jobs outside of, the full-time job of being a student athlete here at UP. And so, we can help fund some players' families to come to Portland and watch them play. Or, we can help kids get home. We have some international players. Like, I think those things, $5,000, $10,000 for players is reasonable, is fair, and I think they deserve it. And so, like, we're truly trying to come up with a solution to give our players as much as we can, as really as much support, not just financial, but also like community support. We have, you know, families in the community of our players over for dinner, and you know, we're connected in the youth circles here, and so we want to stay relevant, you know, but we want to continue to provide a first-class training environment for our players. And I think that's like the whole model of supporting them, the way that they eat, the way that they hydrate, the way that they eat after games, and a lot of that we have to raise the money for. So, you know, I think that's you know, there's some programs that have a couple hundred thousand for NLI in men's soccer. I'm sure that's true.
Do you think soccer players are eventually going to look at what's going on with football and basketball and be like, hey, where's ours? Or what is the mentality of the typical star soccer player in today's game?
I don't think that's that. You know, we've had seven guys with MLS from here since I've been here. And, you know, we've had players like Casey Keller and Steve Trundolo who's coming into town as the head coach of OFC. And I think players are so grateful to put on the jersey that it's not a transaction. And I really dislike that about college athletics now. I'm very much into transformative coaching, not just transactional coaching. I heard Tom Izzo give a State of the Union today on Michigan State basketball, and I resonate with that, right? It's I don't think those types of players are necessarily fit us. They're not our type of guys. But we do want to be able to increase our scholarship allotment. We do want to make, you know, an incredibly elite private school like we have at UP affordable, and sometimes give opportunities for kids. You know, I think half of our team are first-gen college students. So, you know, for me, the beauty and the power is in the power of education. I don't like the professionalization of college sports. I don't think it's sustainable. I think it's going down a really bad path. And the reality is, you know, I've been at Big Ten or Pac-12 schools. It's funny, they don't even have a Pac-12, but it's a reason it's called revenue share, not profit share. Most athletic departments aren't making money. We're still a nonprofit here, and you're looking at college athletes through the lens of professionals. Our goal is to help our guys graduate and become pros, but I necessarily, you know, don't think that here in college athletics, especially in the Olympic sport space, where, you know, we're generating revenue through ticket sales, but you know, there's not a men's soccer program or women's soccer program or really many Olympic sports on men's or women's that are turning a profit. And so it's so much more than just the bottom line and trying to make money. And I think that's what makes our experience, anyone who comes and interacts with our guys and touches and feels kind of what we do and what our group is all about. I think it's so much more than just that. And I think that's really the true essence of college athletics, is the purity. And I hope we don't lose that. And I know we haven't lost that here at UP men's soccer.
Nick Carlin-Voigt is the coach at University of Portland men's soccer. You guys have had tremendous success. You mentioned the players that have gone on to MLS. But I think one of the things you probably, you know, aren't bragging enough about, and I'll do it for you here, is, you know, at a time in which the city needs, you know, things to feel good about, your program has been one of those good things. And the name Portland on the front of your jerseys, the fact that people think about UP and associate it with the city, I think it's been positive, Nick, and I think you deserve some credit for that.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it. You know, we're on the backs of legends like Clive Charles and Bill Irwin and what they built here, and we just want to continue the legacy. And, you know, I think to do things that hadn't been done here is really challenging. It's fun, it's exciting. Like, we respect our past, we understand what's been built before us. The 88 team got Merlot Field built, and, you know, Mr. Merlot came and changed the direction of UP, not just on the men's soccer, but the whole athletic department. He's a very generous philanthropist in town, and, you know, for us to have our first Sweet 16 game at home in 2022, and for us to get to Elite Eight that year, just a couple years ago, and have the whole community come behind us has been awesome. And so, you know, I love Portland. My family and I live here. Right in town. My wife teaches at UP. We love the Pilots. We love UP. It's a soccer town. It's a soccer community. And, you know, if anyone hasn't been to a game, definitely get out to a game in the fall. But, like, we are looking for people who want to get behind this program in any way that they can. You know, showing up to games, helping these guys. We have to raise money. Let's be honest about it, right? That's what the top athletic departments are doing. And I know we're doing that here. But we're a small school. You know, we have, you know, under 4,000 students, and we don't have state dollars. And so we're really funded by generous supporters. And I think that part, I've realized in my job, I have to become a more engaged fundraiser. I have to become, you know, just more, you know, so much of my time is spent with my current players. And that's what I love the most about coaching is helping our guys here on campus. And then, you know, the ways to continue to help them is to continue to give them resources. And the more resources you have, the better experience you can give them. And so that's my fight right now is to build more resources into the program.
Let's talk about that, because on the 26th here coming up 10 days from now, you're going to hold an event. This is right in the wheelhouse of, you know, listeners are saying, hey, okay, I'm on board. I'd like to support. Part of it is going to be in person. Part of it's going to be online. You're doing some auction. You're doing a fundraising dinner. You've got people like Diego Valeri who are going to show up and you know, speak and talk at your event and rub shoulders with the people who show up. But what's going on April 29th?
That's going to be cool. It's going to be a dinner. It's going to be a celebration of the program. Alumni are invited back. One of my former All-Americans, Kevin Bonilla, is injured. He's flying back in. Diego Valeri has seen us play a couple times this spring and likes what we're doing, and he's become a good friend. So he's sponsoring some of the wine at the event. It's going to be a really cool event. Nick Hoban, one of the first assistant coaches in UP history, and you know, Hall of Famer with the Timbers, is coming back to speak. And it's people that love Portland soccer. It's people that have been supporting the Pilots for years, but it's also people who maybe don't know about the Pilots who want to get on board. Small businesses. You know, we just did a deal with a food truck, and we just want the community to understand that, like, we can't do that without them, you know. And I always feel like one of our biggest competitive advantages is our crowd and the people behind us. That's why we've been so good at home. And I know there's so many more people out there that don't know what we're doing or maybe haven't gotten involved, and now's, like, a great time to support, really, your city's team. You know, there's only two D1 programs in the whole state, and we're the only D1 team in Portland. And so come up here, you know, come spend some time with us. It's a dinner. There's an auction. We have vacation houses in Hood River. We have vacation houses in Lincoln City. They're auctioning off. We have camp packages. We have a signed Argentina World Cup jersey winner with every member on the team. We have a Lakers package. There's Timbers package, Blazers. There's going to be some really cool live auctions there. And there's going to be some really cool people at this event. And come on out. Spend some time with us. You can find out more about this on PortlandPilots.com. You can call me. I'm going to give everyone my number. You can call me my office number. Well, here's my office number. Give me a call. 424, write this down, 832-9700. I'll get you more details. We'd love to have you. You can purchase a single ticket. You can purchase a table. You know, we've had generous corporate sponsorship. Key Bank is sponsoring some of this. And we're excited, right? There's some people out there that I think they just need to know what we're doing and the success that we've had, and we can't do it without them. So, you know, we want everyone there. Come on out. Even if you don't like soccer, come on out. You're gonna see a group of really young, good, committed people who do things the right way.
It's April 26th. Will this event be on campus at University of Portland? Where is it being held?
Yeah, it's going to be in the boardroom on the quiet side of campus in a very nice room. It's at 6 p.m. We have beer and wine donated from generous sponsors, a really nice sit-down dinner, a presentation on UP men's soccer guest speakers, and just really a night of fun and celebration. And nothing like this has ever happened before. We're trying to launch it. One of our regents, you know, is really behind it, Jim Berchtold, so I want to thank him. I want to thank Scott Lakem for helping us put this on. Development at UP is helping us. It's going to start small. You know, it's not about having 200 people in the room. It's, you know, our entire team is going to be there, and there's going to be two guys at each table, so they get to really interact with the current players. You know, we have guys like Efe who got drafted in the first round. He got drafted in the first round of the MLS. He elected to come back to school, and he'll be on our team next year. You know, and all of our guys are captains, current, you know, former players in town. We hope that they're there, and you know, Diego Valeri is going to be there as well. So, you know, a chance to meet an icon in the city.
I wrote this down. I'm going to give his number again in case you're listening and want to write it down yourself. 424-832-9790. You can also go to PortlandPilots.com. Let's get you back on before the event. 9700. Yeah. Okay. 424-832-9700.
Yeah, call businesses, small businesses. Everything that anyone contributes is a tax write-off. It all goes to University of Portland, a nonprofit, so you get a tax break, and it's going to be a good return on your investment, I can promise you that.
No, I think people are all looking to – people want to support. People want to get behind things that are good cause. And And I think that there's a number of ways to look at this. That there's a thriving youth soccer community in the Portland area, in the metro area, that all looks to you, Nick, and looks to the University of Portland program for the sustained success that you've had. And I know you guys have done camps. I know that, you know, you don't turn kids away. You know, it's been open arms from you guys. So I think it's kind of cool that you're now saying, hey, if you want to be part of the family, you want to be in the room with us, come be in the room with us April 26th. So thank you for doing that, and thanks for all the work that you do with the community.
Yeah, likewise to you, too. I looked at you and your nonprofit and all the work you do with kids, and that's the way I was raised with my parents and what my mom's whole life was committed to. So we want to give back, and I think we're in all a privileged position that we can use sport to change people's lives, and that's really the mission of what we're trying to do here at UP. So Nick, thanks so much, John, for having me on.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you, Nick. All right, there he goes. You want to get involved, portlandpilots.com. And again, his phone number, he gave it out, 424-832-9700. If you want to sponsor or donate or encourage, leave it here. Brock Heward had some strong thoughts about the QBs in the draft. You'll hear it coming up.